Today I would like to talk about the fact that we live life in a habitual way, a way that we try to, in this meditation, try to see life as it is, in reality, and try to find out the Buddha's teachings of what he has found in his message to us, how to live life. And we meditate, and we found it very peaceful. And then we go out to work again, go out in the world again. And after a while, we turn back into habitual living again. This is a natural thing that happens. And that is not to blame or anything, but it is a process, like Buddha said, a gradual change. Like rubbing little bit, rubbing it off as you keep doing it. Then eventually you come to see the message that Buddha is giving us, teaching us, and you starting to live in a new way, in a wise way, wholesome way, according to the Buddha's teachings. But before you get to that stage, we always revert back to a habitual living on everyday life. Only when that the rubbing off process is enough, sufficient to a stage, then we start looking at life differently, and then we act and live accordingly. And if you get to that stage, then you are getting the benefit of the Buddhist teaching, living a Buddhist way of living. The benefit become more evident. Like a little tree that we put in, a fruit tree, an apple tree, for example, after 4, 5, 6, 7 years, now we have the fruit. So we say, oh, well, we have put the apple tree now, it has grown now, we got fruit now, that's it. It's not like that either. Once you have the fruit, you have to look after it, that fruit, from being ruined, from insects, from many things. So you look after it. You take proper care to maintain it, to sustain it. So once you live the Buddhist way, then you have to maintain it. But then it's not be very hard at that stage, because you are already living the Buddhist life with awareness, with mindfulness, consciously. So it's easier when you get to that stage. A few steps to the top of the mountain, you know, is much easier than all the way that you have climbed up. So each step you make, you just concentrate on that step. And that's all it is. That step is there and to concentrate on. If you have succeeded that step, that is a great achievement. And that is well worth the effort. And you have achieved something, then the next step. So, to live a Buddhist way and not to revert back to a habitual way of living is to really understood the Buddhist teaching with our own experience. Every day we go out and live, what happens when the interaction happens, isn't it? When somebody says something to us, you know, if it is a nice word praising us, oh, what you have done is really great, it's an excellent job, how do we feel? We feel happy and we feel elated, and the body expresses in different way, reacts in different way, and the body is now light and the body is now springy, and you know, chemicals producing inside is good and the body's happy. Where does that come from, isn't it? It comes from the fact that this ear hears it, good words. The ear, physical ear. How does the physical ear hears them? Somebody from external source verbally spoke it out, transmit all these verbal messages through this air, vibrations, airwaves, and our ears physically receives it through the diaphragm, through the vibrations, and goes to the neurons, and the brain, the mind, cognizes it, knows it, what they're talking about. Not only that the mind knows that this is a hearing noises, but know what sort of noises they are and what sort of different words, different meanings the mind cognizes. So at that stage, it's okay. That just a simple process. Physically, people transmit the words. Your physical ear receives it. Your mind notices it. This stage is very, very innocent. But when the mind comes in, oh, this is good. They're praising me. And then from perceived state, happy way of perceiving it, and then happy feelings coming up, happy thoughts coming up. That is the movement of the mind. From this hearing consciousness. But if somebody were saying something terribly bad about us, oh, you did that one horrible wrong, you are this, you are that, then again through this physical ear we hear it, and then we interpret it. The mind built feelings on it and perceive on it as unhappiness, as a bad thing. And how does the body react? It reacts in a way of a very unhappy state, and then the chemicals produced in the body is not good. The body is not sprightly anymore. The body is sacked, like that. So in relation to the physical phenomena, the mind perceives it, and through the feelings, through the perceptions, and through the mental formations, happy state and unhappy state created in us. So that's how happiness and unhappiness comes into our life, through these physical, you know, things that we have, the body, the ears, eyes, nose, it's the skin, the tongues, and the brain that can think. Through other people, external sources, the air, people, isn't it? So if we see that, then everyday living, next time when we hear somebody says something really nice, then we perceive it, and then we know that at that stage, now my ear has, you know, heard it, and now my mind has recognized it as a good word, praiseworthy words, isn't it? Now you watch your mind. How's the mind reacting? Is the mind very happy now? You watch that mind. Yes, the mind is so happy, and the body is so elated, you know, sprightly now, you know, like a little lamb, you know, jumping up and down happily in the meadow. The mind is like that in spring. Notice that. That's how the mind reacts. And next time when you hear something terrible from anyone, when you heard it, you watch the mind. Now, how does the mind react? Quite contemplate it before reacting or getting angry or anything. Don't let the habitual way of suddenly getting angry, frustrated, disappointed. That's how a habitual way of living is. It automatically reacts that way. But now, with the Buddhist way of living, Buddhist wisdom, according to Buddhist teaching, watch this mind. When it cognizes it, you know, what does it feel? What sort of feeling comes up? Unhappy feeling, angry feelings. And how does it perceive? Perceives as something terrible has been said. So watch that process. Because this is the process, the message Buddha is giving to us. That's how happiness and unhappiness, you know, comes about. So if you see that, then you walk away from the habitual way of living. Habitually getting suddenly angry, straight away, frustrated, and react in angry way, react in an unpleasant way. Then what happened is, because of this, your reaction, your perceive, you know, habitual perceiving way of things, then more mistakes are made. Confrontations and arguments, fights, quarrels, you know, little things has a little results, big things has big results. From country to country, tribal to tribal, have big results, ended up fighting with each other, isn't it? So that's how, from this mind, you know, individually, you know, perceive it in habitual way and react in habitual way, you know, collective minds in a group perceive it in a way and then react in a, you know, a certain way. The whole country perceived in a certain way, have created a certain way of feeling, and then reacted in a certain way. So that's how things started. If you see these consequences in sequence, step after step, coming from this cognition of the mind, through this physical hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking, through the environment, input from the environment, then you break away from habitual way of living, habitual way of perceiving and acting straight away without thinking, isn't it? You refrain yourself. You train your mind. That's the reason we're meditating, to be able to balance the mind in any situation when thing happens, to mitigate it, to see it in a wholesome way, to see it with wisdom. Then if we can do that, then we don't live habitually anymore. When we hear good things, we listen to it, yes, my mind is now feeling very happy. That happiness comes from the good work I have put in, and that is good. You know, I shall, you know, to a certain degree, accept this, you know, as my causes and conditions of my good work that produce these good results, and this is good in life, I'll do that. But don't indulge into that happiness forever, because that can suddenly come, abruptly come to an end as well, knowing that whatever arises shall cease and pass away, knowing that you refrain yourself from totally indulging it, but at the same time accepting that doing good work in life will bring happiness and good results. You keep doing it. But because you have done something terribly wrong and you have spoken terribly wrong and people react in a very negative way, make your life miserable and hard, then know that. How come that comes about, isn't it? How come this is the result? Because I've acted badly, I've done badly, I haven't put right effort, right concentration, and right mindfulness. So instead of perceiving as this is negative and feeling angry, feeling frustrated, disappointed, clinging to it, attached to it, wanting to revenge, to retaliate, stop there. And with wisdom say, now my mind is moving from this physical event and mental cognition. I'm going through this suffering. So this causes and conditions of me not doing proper things properly and not saying proper things but saying unwisely bring about these results of unhappiness and misery. So this is how life is. I won't live this habitual way of doing things. This way is no good. Then I won't do this again. So this is bringing out this habitual way of living, breaking out this barrier and living with wisdom, Buddhist teaching, like a Buddhist. Not just listening and then yes, yes, and then later on going back and then reverting to a habitual way. With this deep contemplation and deep understanding and the wisdom born out of it, you live life wisely, not habitually. Whenever habitual way comes up, with mindfulness and awareness, straight away you catch it. That's what meditation helps, awareness and mindfulness. So then it will help your life. You'll be more happier in life, and people will like you because you're a nice person, living mindfully with awareness. So that's the start of the happiness. That's where the fruit start fruiting, and you have to maintain it, you have to sustain it, for the longer happiness in life. And I offer this to you today. Hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you.